Well, we made it to the inn and are all alone in our room. So, are you ready to tell me now? Is it another one of your dirty fantasies that you're too embarrassed to tell me about? You already know an elf like me is very open to having new experiences, so no need to feel ashamed about the things you crave. I swear, humans are always so secretive. Try to be more like an elf right now. Just share everything like we do. So what is it? What is it that you've been wanting to tell me? Partners? I thought we were already partners. I mean, we've laid with each other many times already since we started this adventure. Oh, I see. Sorry, I forget humans have different customs when it comes to this. We elves don't typically have regular mating pairs or get married in the same way humans do. As I mentioned earlier, elves share everything, and that includes each other. So yes, we can have a relationship, but I can't agree to be exclusive with you. It's just not how elves choose to live our lives. Though, I don't think you would have any issues about sharing me with others. I've known that you enjoy being cuckolded for quite some time now. On multiple occasions, you were secretly watching me when I was with someone else. Yeah, I could sense your intense arousal, despite you trying to stay hidden. Why, just 2 nights ago, I knew you were pretending to be asleep while I was riding that tavern bard right next to you on the bed. While I was enjoying his huge instrument, you were stroking yourself under the covers. But don't worry, I don't see you as any less of a man for enjoying this type of depravity. In a way, you're just like an elf. We all love watching our partners receive pleasure, even if we aren't the ones giving it. So there's no need to feel ashamed for being a cuckold. I know how much you enjoy hearing me pleasured by a cock much larger than your own. And that stiff bulge in your trousers tells me everything I need to know. But in all seriousness, despite our promiscuous nature, we elves do reserve our deepest emotional bonds with only a select few. I can't give you the monogamy you seek, but we can still have a deep emotional relationship with each other. I've grown very fond of you, and honestly, I've been wanting this for a long time now, but I wasn't sure if the feelings were mutual. Even though my body will never belong to you, I can still be committed to you emotionally. Wait, before you make your decision, there's something else I need to tell you about elves and our sexual preferences that you might not know yet. Unlike humans, we elves can't be satisfied with just our own kind. We need to experience sex with all types of beings, not just with elves or humans. Yes, the rumors are true. Elves love all types of pleasure from all beings that walk, swim, or fly throughout the realms. So before you agree to be in a relationship with me, you'll need to ask yourself, would you be ready to see me get taken by something other than a man or an elf? It could even be a creature that you humans despise. I can sense your uncertainty. There's no need to force yourself to accept this. I understand that having a deep emotional bond can carry the potential for deep emotional pain. I have loved every moment that I've spent with you on this journey, and I would love nothing more than to build something deeper with you. But elves are insatiable. Our sexual appetites cannot be easily fulfilled. Here, how about this? You stay in our room and I'll give you some time to think. I'm going to explore the town before it gets too dark, and when I return, you can give me your answer. Whatever your answer is, it won't change how I feel about you, and it won't change what we already have. Mwah. I'll be back in a bit, okay? Sorry, I was out longer than expected, but don't tell me your decision just yet. There's something we need to do first. Get on the bed and get undressed. Nope, no questions. Just do it. Good boy. Let me get undressed as well. There we go. And just like magic, your cock is instantly hard for me. Just keep enjoying the view and don't mind me. I'm just casting a simple spell. By the goddess, you look absolutely delectable bound by my golden magic ribbons. Arms and legs bound to the bed. Your mouth covered so nothing but your moans can be heard. And last but not least, your throbbing cock tightly wrapped in glowing golden silk. Just relax and trust me. Just like how you've trusted me this entire journey so far. I'll just slide on top of you and dangle my tits above your face. Oh, if only your lips were free, you could actually suck on them. And this twitching, leaking, vulnerable cock can't do anything but wish it was inside of me. But all you get is my hand, and only slow and sensual strokes. That's a good boy. Moan for me. Moan for your dear elven lover. Aww. So while I was out, I made some new friends. Well, your cock is certainly excited to hear what I have to say, with how much is throbbing right now. As I was saying, I made some new friends while I was exploring the town. But these aren't ordinary friends. You might even call them monsters. But rest assured, these new friends of mine are no monsters. They're just as sentient as you and me, though they're perhaps a lot more primal. Just like you, my beloved good boy, these friends lust after me and desire to experience my elven body to its fullest. They've heard all the rumors about the elven horrors that dwell in the woods. They've heard the tales of the smooth, decadent elven sluts that crave nothing but big, monster cocks. The kind of cocks that no human like you could provide us. And I desire nothing more than to show them that those rumors are true. That I'm one of those elven horrors they've dreamt about. At this very moment, those new friends are right outside the door, waiting eagerly for me to let them in. I told them that I had to prepare my little human cuckold first. Also, none of them could turn down the chance to put a high and mighty human in his place. To make him watch helplessly while they ravage my body. That's a good boy. Buck your hips. Get to the edge for me. Get to the edge while I keep stroking you. Your throbbing little human cock won't be able to come until I break the spell. If you can handle this entire experience, then I can confidently say that you'll be able to handle a relationship with me. Your arousal and excitement has not wavered one moment since I bound you. If anything, I feel it growing stronger than it's ever been. Prepare yourself, my good boy. You'll probably have to get used to this. You can all come in now. A muscled lizard folk, two eager goblins, and a rugged orc. Like I told you all earlier, behave, or none of you will be getting any of this tonight. Wait your turn and don't worry. I fully intend to let all of you wet your cocks with my elven pussy. Now, who should I play with first? I want you, you scaly stud. You've been the best behaved out of everyone. Show me what your long reptilian tongue can do. Oh, by the goddess, you are blessed. Oh, your tongue can reach so deep. Give my ass attention as well. Yes, keep going. And you're even taking the time to tease my clit. Yes, now slide your tongue back into my holes. I'm gonna come. Yes, I'm gonna come. Yes. That was amazing. But now you need to take out your cock and fuck me. Show me how the lizard folk breed their mates. It feels so good. I've never had a cock like this before. Those ridges. Those bumps. It's shape. And this poor human underneath me can't even compare to your size either. Imagine my tight elven pussy being the home for your next clutch of eggs. That's it. Breed me. Breed me like it's mating season. Pump me full of your lizard cum. My gosh. What a mess you've made of my pussy. I can tell how virile you certainly are. And it's no surprise why the elves have always had good relations with the lizard folk. Remember the scent of my elven pussy so you can always find it when you need it. I'll definitely need more of your tongue and cock in the future. But your time with me is done. So, off you go. I hope that you have a lovely rest of your evening, because I know I will. Who should be next? I think I want... No, not yet, my esteemed orc. I know you're barely holding yourself back, but trust me, it will be worth the wait. So, goblins... Know what that means? I have two hungry holes that need to be filled by two big goblin cocks. By the goddess, nothing can match the eagerness of goblins. Instantly pouncing on my elven body at the first chance you could get. And with no concern for foreplay, no concern for me. Just two horny goblins wanting their chance to fuck an elf. Yes, one cock stuffing my ass and while another one stuffs my pussy. I know why your kind are always snickering around humans. It's because you all know that despite being half the size of any human, you're all gifted with something much bigger underneath your loincloths. Yes, plunge your cocks as deep as they can go. Savor my elven holes as much as you can. It's not every day an elven whore like me would allow themselves to be taken by a goblin. Let alone two at the same time. Yes, keep fucking me. Just like that, both of you. Make me into one of your breeding whores. Stretch my holes and defile me. By the goddess, fill my ass. Fill me with your filthy goblin cum. And you drown my unprotected elven pussy with your goblin seed. Yes. Filled to the brim with sticky goblin cum. Both of you must have been really pent up. Perhaps if your kind stopped trying to fight us and focused more on trying to fuck us, we'd have more peaceful encounters. Tell that to your goblin tribe when you go back and let them know the elves would love to use more pleasurable means of peace negotiations. Now, be gone, both of you. I have a frustrated orc I need to deal with. Come forth now. I am all yours. Such a dominating presence. But that's to be expected from an orc of your stature. Take out that magnificent cock, the largest in all the realms. No other beings can match your girth, your length, or your ferocious stamina. Orc cock addiction runs rampant throughout every elven village, But we elves are more than happy to succumb to this addiction. Oh, despite how frustrated you were moments ago, you now inspect my flesh with such reserved control and care. The scars that line your body, the years of battle seem to have tempered that rage that fuels your kind. But tonight, I want to feel that rage. I want to feel the warring vigor you have long kept dormant. Conquer my elven body on top of this hapless human. Treat me like a spoil of war, a personal elven slut you've taken as your own. That's it. Take me now. Oh, you're splitting me open. Oh, it hurts. Oh, but the slight pain only makes it feel even better. To know that my tight elven pussy is being permanently reshaped to accommodate your massive cock. By the goddess, there is nothing in all realms that could give me this much pleasure. There is nothing that can compare to this. I need to rub my clit while you pump in and out of me. Keep slamming your cock into my wet elven pussy. Show this human why his cock could never deliver the level of pleasure you're forcing onto me. Show him why orc cocks conquer all pussies. Blessed by the goddess, I am gonna come again. Empty your balls inside of me. Drench my elven cunt with the seed of an orc. My body is quivering. I can barely think straight. Don't pull out until you're completely finished. I'm so full of your cum. Slide it out of me slowly. My pussy is gaped wide open. I feel so empty without you inside of me. Thank you for delivering me so much pleasure, and I hope you thoroughly enjoyed my elven cunt. I recognize that clan insignia on your shoulder. You belong to a clan that's an ally to my village, so I'll know where to find you when I'm craving your cock again. Now, I bid you farewell, as I wish to attend to my human companion in peace. Let me undo my spell on you. There we go. You should be free to move now. Nope, not yet. Don't speak yet. You have one more important job to do with your mouth before you say anything. Let me just slide forward and sit on your face. That's it. You know your role. You know your place. Clean me up. Lick and slurp up every drop of cum out of me. I love looking down and seeing your head squeezed between my thighs. Your adorable eyes glazed over in arousal, gazing up at me with each lap of your tongue. Swallowing the seed of an orc, two goblins, and lizard folk. Oh, you were such a good boy, not struggling, while you watched me get taken by them one after the other. And like a good boy, you enjoyed every moment of being my cuckold. Looks like your lonely cock is begging for my attention with how much it's leaking and throbbing. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to finally get that release? Show me how much you need to come with how eager you lick my elven pussy. Good boy. I'll reach back and stroke your desperate human cock. Don't hold back. Be a good boy for me and come. Savor the taste of all the creamy semen flowing into your mouth and come for me. Yes, good boy. That's a good boy. Let it all out. Hold nothing back and let all your cum out for me. I've never seen you cum this much before. My entire hand is covered. And I can't let any of it go to waste. Delicious, as always. And if I'm being honest, besides elven semen, human cum is a close second when it comes to taste. Let me just cuddle up next to you. So, do you still want to have a relationship with me? Knowing that you will have to endure many nights like this? Yes, I'm glad you still want this. And I'm glad you accepted your place in our relationship. I can't wait to cuckold you even more. Mm.